Live from the Oxygen Community Studios, we are the Burns and Gambo Show. John Gambadoro, Dave Burns, hanging out with you on this Tuesday afternoon. We're going to be a little on the short side today. We've got Suns pregame coverage coming up at the bottom of this hour, 5:30, for a 6 o'clock tip time in New Orleans against the Pelicans. And we'll talk all Suns basketball in the next segment of the show as we kind of get you ready for that game. Monty Williams, we might even have a chance to hear from Monty Williams going into the pregame show. Let's talk about the Cardinals, though, who will be back on the practice field tomorrow. And you just heard Mitch in the update a second ago. DJ Humphries back. Marcus Golden back. Devon Kennard back. Three guys that you had tweeted out about 40 minutes before our show would likely be on the practice field tomorrow, and that would very much appear to be the case, Gambo.
Yeah, starting to get those reinforcements back. You know, left tackle, a couple of linebackers, but still questions. James Conner, will he be able to play? Robert Alford and Marco Wilson. I don't have a great feeling about the cornerbacks. We'll see how, like, as the week progresses. But as of right now, I just, you know, I'm not, you know, hearing anything that would give me any indication that they feel really good that Marco Wilson and Robert Alford are going to be back. James Conner, I don't know. We'll see. But the other thing they've really got to evaluate this week is how do you want to play it? How do you want to play it with players? You know, if it was a playoff game, you get guys back as quick as you can and you roll it out there because it's win or go home. But the Cardinals are already in the playoffs. So I think if there is a situation where there's a player that's still a little banged up, he could probably play if you needed him to, I think they'll sit it out with that player and have him, you know, better suited for the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's why tomorrow's injury report and the first, and I know the Wednesday practice isn't necessarily the end-all be-all when it comes to the Cards. That's kind of one thing we've learned over the last couple of years with Cliff. But I will be curious to see the practice status of James Conner. I'll be curious to see the practice schedule for Chase Edmonds. I mean, he finished that game on Sunday, but it was very obvious he was banged up and he was playing hurt. And Eno Benjamin was out there on the field for a while at the end of the game. And I'll just be, from an availability standpoint, and Cliff has already gone on record and said it, that they're going to be very careful with those guys. They're going to be very safe with those guys. Because, to be honest with you, speaking specifically of the running backs now, it's been, they were both healthy and together for the Lions game, which I know was a dog breath of a game the Cardinals played. But for the most part, for the second half of the season, they haven't had both of those guys available to them. They've had one available to them, but very rarely have they had both. And if you're going to, you know, if I'm going to pick a reason why I think the Cardinals can go on a little run in the postseason, a healthy James Conner and Chase Edmonds would be
a
really good place to start, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, how many games have we gone now where both guys haven't been? Because when they ran off that 7-0, I mean, it was, you look at the Texans games, Chase averaged 5.4 yards per carry against the Texans, and Conner averaged 6.4 yards per carry against them. You go back and you look at the success that they had in those wins when it was 7-0, and those guys were both, you know, both contributing, both playing pretty well. They had the 1-2 punch.
Yep.
I think Conner got worn out a little bit when Chase went down.
Yep.
Because from that point, then he had to carry the whole load because they didn't have Chase. I mean, Chase did not play, I think it was the ninth game against the 49ers.
You are correct, yes.
Yeah, so they were, at that point, they were 7-1. They had just lost to the Packers. Then Chase doesn't play against the 49ers. And then from that point forward, it was just a matter of, you know, just trying to get both guys healthy to the as we hit the playoffs.
Yeah, Darren Urban wrote about this morning on azcardinals.com. He points out that Chase Edmonds was hurt on the first play against San Francisco in Week 9, basically missed the next five games. James Conner played 90% of the time in Chase Edmonds' absence during those basically five games. He had a huge workload, and he was great. He was terrific. He was getting a bunch of touches, and he was on the field all the time, and he played so very well. But that kind of caught up with them. Now, over the last two games, with no James Conner, it's been Chase Edmonds who's been out there for 121 snaps, 47 touches, a lot of work.
They need them both.
They need them both. And if this team really is going to get back to that magic of the first half of the season, having both of them as healthy as possible so you can have that 1-2 punch would be a huge, huge advantage for the Cardinals to kind of get back to where they once were. with the offense.
Yeah, because Chase came back against the Lions, right? That's when Chase came back. I think it was the Lions
game. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a really good point. They haven't had their 1-2 punch for a while.
They both played together in that Lions game. It's kind of hard to remember that because that Lions game was just so awful. But they were both together that day. But I think that's the exception and not the rule. The rule has been when they're both healthy, it's just been a dynamic. And then you add Kyler Murray and his ability to run in there, and it just becomes it becomes essential to get those guys back. So if I want to beat Seattle, you want to beat Seattle, I want to see the Cardinals, you know, we'll all be scoreboard watching on Sunday, given that the Rams-Niners game is at the exact same time as the Cards-Seahawks, and I would imagine Cliff Kingsbury will be scoreboard watching too, and you know what, might even be one of those deals where if he thinks he's got a shot to go get the division title, maybe he plays guys a little bit more. And if he thinks he doesn't have a shot, maybe he backs off. I don't know. Maybe it won't be that fluid. But I think the other guys that are back, the ones that you reported on, obviously it's huge to have DJ Humphreys back. Obviously it'd be great to have your two outside linebackers back so you can get your kind of more consistent pass rush. It'd be nice. You know, that was their ninth different offensive line combination they rolled out there on Sunday. It'd be really nice to have DJ back this weekend against Seattle.
Yeah, as good of a job as Beecham did, DJ's just such a good player. And with the linebackers, you know, we haven't talked about this yet, but they, you know, they're having some success running the ball. Seattle is. So they've had a little bit of success running the ball recently.
Yep.
So that might be something that you look at and you say, okay, it's good to get those linebackers back just because Rashad Penny has done a really good job for them. So, and he's playing for his, you know, and he's going to want to kill it again because he's playing for a contract. They didn't pick up his, I don't think they picked up his option. So he's a free agent after this year, Rashad Penny. And he's been injury riddled most of his career, but he's playing extremely well right now. So good to have your linebackers back to help stop that run.
Yeah, Rashad Penny has been playing very, very well as of late. Whereas the Cardinals' rush defense, they gave up the big run against the Colts with Jonathan Taylor at the beginning of the game. Then they kind of held him in check the rest of the game. The Dallas run game was non-existent. The Lions ran for 126 yards against them. The Rams only ran for 89 yards against them in that game on Monday Night Football. So the rush defense has been better. If you take away one long Jonathan Taylor run to start the Christmas night game, the rush defense basically since the first Seahawks game has been pretty good for the defense. It's going to need to be good this week against Rashad Penny because, like you say, he's just been absolutely killing it the last few weeks.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of reasons to, you know, they didn't pick up his option, which would have guaranteed him $4.5 million. So, you know, because of the injuries, they decided not to do that. But he's had like a bunch of 100-yard games, and now against bad teams, Texans, Bears, Lions, but he's really been carrying that load. And I think somebody wrote that his recent work would give him a stat line of about 1,382 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns, and 5.4 yards per carry.
If you extrapolated it over a few seasons, season, yeah.
Just how well he's done late. But either way, I mean, that's one of the things you want to, you know, you're going to go into the Seattle game and you're going to say, okay, got to stop the run because Penny's running really well.
Yep. You can text us your thoughts on the Cardinals roster, who they will have, who they won't have. The FanDuel text line, it's always open for you. You can text us your thoughts at 620-620. We'll read the best ones on the air from the FanDuel text line. Monty is back for the Phoenix Suns. How did he handle that time away? You'll hear from the head coach coming up on the Burns and Gambo Show.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, Burns and Gambo.
I was going through a few things. It wasn't like mild, but it wasn't so severe that, you know, I had to even think about going to the hospital, but it did knock me on my butt for a few days. And that kind of surprised me because I typically, when I have a bad flu, I've always been able to function. And, you know, for about 3 or 4 days, man, I was just like, holy toes, this thing is really hit me in the head.
Monty Williams pregame meeting with the media via a Zoom call there from New Orleans where the Suns are taking on the Pelicans tonight. Monty Williams is back. He missed four games as the coach of the Suns in the COVID protocols, acknowledging that it kind of kicked his butt a little bit. He was off his feet for a few days. They went 2-2 with Adam Gamboa, and I know we're kind of waiting and seeing on the other guys, the players, but certainly
Clippers.
You think you're still saying the Clippers game, huh?
Well, that's what I was told, you know, a week ago. I think I tweeted it out on December 31st that I'm expecting those guys to be back for the Clippers game. Not sooner than that, because part of it was they didn't want to, you know, hey, you know, okay, Monty clears, you could go coach. A player clears, and maybe he was knocked on. Like, for Monty, there's no physical exertion needed to go coach the team.
Yeah.
For the players, it's like, okay, let's get a little conditioning in. Let's make sure that your heart, your lungs, and everything is okay. Let's get a practice or two in and a walkthrough. And so I don't think they want to do that to a player. Hey, you got knocked on your butt for a couple of days. Oh, but we got a game tonight. You cleared. Let's go play. So I think that the plan was to ramp them back up a little bit, and they were hopeful that they could do that by the Clippers game.
Yeah, and so we're still, because of that, we're still waiting on Jay Crowder. He's been out the longest. DeAndre Ayton is still out. JaVale McGee is still out. The other three players were Šarić, Kaminsky, and Nader, but they were out with other injuries, not because of health. And then the newest one was Landry Shamet, who just this morning got added to the health and safety protocol. So now, you know, he's on the list too. So four key guys who have been key guys for you all year in Crowder, Ayton, McGee, and Shamet are out. You obviously still have Booker, you still have Paul, you still have McHale, you still have Cam Johnson, who's been playing lights out, and you have a Pelicans team that, to be honest
sucks.
With you, isn't very good. No, they're not good at all. And you got Monty back. So I would imagine, based off of what we've come to expect with turnaround times and COVID testing and the new protocols and things like that, that the Suns will very soon be getting their guys back, and I hope what you heard on December 31st is accurate, that it'll end up being the Clippers game, because it'd be nice to start getting some guys back and they can get into their rhythm and routine a little bit.
Yeah, I think with the NBA changing the protocols, it was the belief that, oh, maybe they can come back sooner than that. But I don't think that they wanted to force the guys back. I think they wanted to, you know, give them the extra couple of days, get a little conditioning in, make sure you're ready so when you come back you could play. So, and again, this isn't the Suns. You know, they're in that mindset where what matters the most is the playoffs. If they have to sacrifice a game in January or two games in January, they don't care. Like, they don't, you know, maybe in the past you would have, but now you don't. I mean, your goal is to get your guys healthy, and your goal is to win a championship and make sure everybody's healthy for the playoffs. You're not that concerned over a game in early January.
When you're 28-8 like the Suns are, it gives you a lot of flexibility and a lot of power and a lot of wiggle room to be able to say, you know what, Jay, take your time.
Take your time.
Know what, DeAndre, take your time. We're doing just fine. We're 28-8, got the second best record in the NBA.
I'm looking forward to watching Jalen Smith again. Can you do it for a third straight game?
Of course.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Bismack Biyombo, okay, is there a chance that they could sign you for the rest of the year? I mean, they waived Hutchinson today. They've got an opening there. They could do that if they wanted to. You know, so I think that could be a spot for Biyombo to take that, you know, for the spot of Hutchinson. So, I do want to see how Jalen Smith and Bismack Biyombo play with these opportunities. Those guys more so than, you know, the rest of the 10-day guys. I mean, they're here for a cup of coffee, man. They're not going to be on the roster. But Biyombo might have a shot. And obviously Jalen Smith, there's the trade deadline coming up down the road. And should they trade Jalen Smith? No, I mean, maybe no. Maybe you hold on to Jalen Smith. Maybe he's a nice, valuable, you know, backup big for you at this point.
And then another guy, too, that I want to throw in there. And it's been more than just four games for this player. It's really been the whole month of December. But, boy, Cam Johnson since he's been in the starting lineup, has played really, really well. And Cam Johnson, basically since the end of November, has shot the ball really, really well from the three-point line. You can just – and it's not just the three-point shooting. I know that's his specialty. It's his defense. It's his physicality. It's his ability to take the ball to the rim. He's really blossoming. But he got off to kind of a slow start this season. Man, he is more than made up for that. I think it's 16 straight games where he's had double figures in points. He's been playing great.
Yeah, and you know, you're going to have to make decisions with him, you know, because you're going to want to pay him. You're going to want to pay you paid McHale. You're going to have to pay DA. You're still going to have to pay Book, right? And you're going to have Cam Johnson. You're going to have to decide, like, man, there's some big, big financial decisions coming up for this organization. Like, Cam Johnson's a good, valuable player. You're going to want to keep him. Yes. But the way he's played, like, you know, I mean, every time he plays like that, he's earning more money on his next contract.
No doubt. One more from Monty, and I'm told this one is very funny. He was asked about these games that he watched from home. Four total games, as I mentioned, they went 2-2 without him. What was his perspective of watching the games from home?
It's terrible. I mean, I feel like somebody watching their kids play. You know what I mean? I was wanting Kevin to just be calm and do his thing, and I'm wanting all of our guys to play well, and you know, you can't be there with them. That part was the only bad part, but you know, I'm sitting there watching as a caretaker and a fan at the same time and just wanting our guys to do well. It's hard. And then you got to go to commercials and all that type stuff, man. I couldn't. It was driving me nuts.
It's kind of like us, you know. When I'm not doing the show, I'm kind of rooting for you and Tim Ring. Oh, come on. Come on, guys.
Have a good
Bring
show.
That energy. Bring
have
that
a good
passion.
Segment. Bring the energy. Break on come time. On. Come on, guys.
No, come on. Come on, Tim. You can't say that. Like, yeah.
It is. He is right, though. You and I have both had kids who have played a lot of sports. Man, watching your kids play sports might be one of the toughest things I've ever done in my life. I swear. It's so hard because you just want them to do well all the time.
All the time.
And that's not how sports work. You know, it's just they fail. They don't win. They lose. It's just whatever. And it's so hard because you've got no control over that situation. None.
Yeah, but, you know, like, you know, whether it's, you know, I was watching, you know, Kaylee play college soccer or Gabby play college lacrosse, at least you got to go there and experience the highs and lows.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter now, she's doing her residency at Banner University Medical Center in Tucson as a doctor in pharmacy. And, you know, she'll talk to her at night. Yeah, we had a patient code today and we had to do this. I'm like, oh, I can't go cheer you on that. You know, like,
yeah,
I don't get to go in the hospital and cheer you on. Go, let's save that patient.
Yeah, no, it doesn't
work like that.
Thank God it doesn't work like that.
It's yeah, imagine the, that.
Yeah,
imagine
no,
like, you know, doctors having their parents in the room cheering them on to save somebody's life.
That would be very, 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 very bad. What's on tonight brought to you by Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the only hard seltzer crafted with antioxidant vitamin C. Proud sponsor of your Arizona Diamondbacks. Of course, Suns basketball, that's on tonight. Also, Coyotes hockey, that is on tonight as well. The Suns taking on the Pelicans. The Coyotes taking on the Jets tonight at home. And it's been a while since they've had a game. Those are both on tonight. That's going to do it for us here on the Burns and Gambo show. Here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Like I said, a little early today. We're back tomorrow, straight up 2 o'clock, here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station.
Have a great night, everyone.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go.